we should not have a nation again
right
now. For God has held this nation by the power of His hand.
It destroyed the chariot of war. And it destroyed every enemy.
Lord, we thank you.
Baba, dupe lowo yin.
Where you are seated, I want you to pray this prayer. And I want us to keep praying until it happens. We are invoking the angel that stopped Herod.
And the angel is to die Herod
to stop the Herod of our nation. Angels don't die.
Angel kiku.
And the Bible says they are ministry spirits sent forth to minister for.
And
we pray.
Agbadura.
Lift your hands and pray.
No more echo, Agbadura.
Over this nation, the angel that stopped Herod,
angel to die Herod to Herod,
from destroying the church, we employ his assignment. Over Herod-like people on the throne of this nation, can you pray like a child of God? Neki kutanena meskotizia ya. Enough is enough. He makes his angels wings, and he made them flames of fire. We employ the assignment. Mandiswa. Begin to tell Nigeria to receive peace. Talk to Nigeria as if Nigeria is standing before you. Talk to Nigeria as if Nigeria is a person. Nigeria, you are healed.
Nigeria,
you are healed. All the cancer eating you up. In the name of terrorism. All the cancer eating you up. In the name of kidnapping. You are healed of them. You are healed of them. Nigeria, you are restored. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you.
Baba,
that you honor the voice of the saints. He said, the heavens is of the Lord. He said, but the earth has he given to the children of men. We know we control this territory. Whatever we say is what you endorse. Whatever we bind is what you bind. In agreement over the station, we speak peace. Unrepentant, wicked, and unreasonable men, we unseat them. By the ministry of angels, we unseat them. By every spiritual technology, we unseat them. In Jesus' name. Can I say anything? Maybe the loudest.
Hallelujah.
Let's celebrate God for that wonderful prayer moment. It was sick. Hallelujah. And the joy of prayer is answered. And I pray that you have evidence to show. Every word of prayer you have uttered. In the name of
Jesus.
We'll probably be wrapping up today. On the topic we've been teaching on for like 4 or 5 weeks now. Receive in the word. Our anchor scripture is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and from verse
13. For
this cause also,
thank
we God without
ceasing.
Because when you receive the word of God, which ye are
are ye heard of us. You receive it not as the word of man. You can actually make the word of God of none effect by how you receive it in your own life. Jesus confronting the Pharisees.
Said,
you have made the word of God of none to be of none effect by your traditions. You can screw away the potency in the word by the approach you have. That's why you see the same word that work in a believer is not working in the life of another believer. It is not the word, it's the receiver. As we are here, there's a transmission going on. There's a radio and television transmission right now. But you cannot be in that frequency to receive what is being sent from any radio in Ibadan until you have a receiver.
If you are not receiving,
it's not because there is no transmission. It is because you don't have a good receiver. But when your receiver is intact, and you are in the right frequency of receiving, you will receive appropriately. How many of you have been tuning to radio? You are trying to tune to the particular station. And while you are tuning to receive, you begin to hear some other languages that are not like Nigerian like. And that is how people receive at times. Hearing what the preacher is not saying. May God correct all our receiving. We were looking at Mark chapter 4 last week. Where he said, let him that have ear. Let him hear. It means it is not everybody that has ear that actually hears. And hearing is for receiving.
But if I go laughing back.
And to the proportion that you can receive,
to
the same degree you will do exploits. Yes. Exploit is a function of the revelation of the word in your spirit. It's a revelation of God's word. That's what makes men look at you as if you are not a human being. The revelation of the word. The Bible says, and Paul gathered few sticks to warm himself. And as he was putting the sticks together, a snake fastened itself. Ordinarily, an average reaction should be, yeah,
please help me.
That should be an average, you know, response. So when people saw him,
he must have been
a wicked man. That's why the snake has fastened itself and they saw it. Instead of Ariwe Gami Evan Tostileno,
help me, help me.
The Bible say issue. For using that language. I remember when those days when we grew up, instead of the mother to speak, I say, Likatia na handaka, and speak word. Mama went to Mato. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, some of you are innocent, you don't even know. Those days when you were young. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost with power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. I was telling my wife, I said, I'm not afraid of trouble. If trouble come, I know what to do. There are days I was afraid when trouble should come. I didn't know what to do when trouble comes. I know what to do.
When
you come to the knowledge of.
Oh, one more, ye me mon.
Come on, let's
say
maybe the loudest.
So, Bashan, take a
glory to God.
Go for alone.
Master Paul shook it.
Paul would know that
he had received too much of the word of Christ.
Paul, alone,
it won't be Paul. It won't be Paul that will cry.
Ole, je Paul, yo soku.
He does it like this.
Oko bandano.
Fasting itself means poison was released.
What
did he any more
wear? He has already beaten
him. Oh, he got the Latin way to see no way.
He has poisoned him already.
Or he shook it.
Oh, what, Mandan?
That's how cancer is shaking off your body.
Come
on, I say diabetes is shaking off your body. I say all kind of ailments and diseases, they are shaking off.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Give me this mic. Hallelujah. So we have seen from our anchor scripture that we should receive the word. It's failing that word. To receive the word. The quality of your life as a believer. It's out how much time you give to the word of God. The only way I know you are serious with God is how intentional and how much attention you give to the word. I'm telling you, that's how I will know. And that is how to grow. And, you know, we were looking at a few things this morning. I may not be able to, you know, say everything precisely. We're looking at the word of God, a faith factor. For faith. The word of God is the ingredient for faith. And we're able to see that at salvation, we became faith things. By default, you became, that's why you are called a believer. But that is not enough to make you have faith exploits until there's a measure of God's word in your life that will help you communicate the faith. There's a level of God's word that will grow and well up your spirit, that the faith that came into you by default is put to work. Another definition for faith is walking the word. Making the word work. And so we come to the place of maturity. As believers, when we constantly feed on the word, and you know, when the Bible study teacher was teaching us this morning, I got an understanding in one of the scriptures he quoted. Help me with Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16.
Please,
I want to urge you. Get the tape for first service. It will really help you.
If
you are not on the church WhatsApp group, meet the media. They will drop it later in the day. You can always get those information from there. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom. It's in the TLB version. Now, let the word of God, the word of Christ, dwell in you in all wisdom. In other words, the word of God is what translates into wisdom. Another definition for the word of God is the wisdom of God. The word of God is the counsel of God. There is a level of the measure of God's word in you that makes you wise in every day.
Only be sure alone, you know, I hear that you can't know your body no go bonti avance.
The Bible said they took notice of them.
Because
they have heard from the man whom they have also heard from, but didn't believe and receive. They took notice of them that they were ignorant and unlearned. They preach by a wisdom that is not taught in their school. So, how does a man become wise? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the measure of God's word dwelling in the spirit of a man. The definition of the kingdom by of the world by kingdom standards is how much of God's word in you
that
translates into wisdom. Remember what Christ taught. Let his word enrich your life. Be decorated with the word. Be conditioned by the word. Read it again. Remember what Christ taught. Let his words to what actually enrich men in the kingdom is the word. It's not just spiritual gifts. What enrich, that word enrich is to bring you to the place of maturity. He said he appointed some to be apostles. Some prophets. Some pastors. Evangelists and teachers. For enriching the saints. Enriching. After some church service with a beautiful teaching, you go home, your shoulders checked up as if something is hitting you inside. When you stop texting, it's as if you are the one paying the man to write the text. You are so enriched. You are looking for a blind to touch. That the word of Christ may enrich you. So let it start with the word.
Be wealthy in the word of God.
Be rich.
Be
rich. Let the word of Christ richly dwell in you.
And
anytime the devil comes, because of the measure of the word, Jesus was too filled with the word for the devil to contend with. Turn this stone to bread. Did he engage in anything with him?
A
word
just came out of him.
Oh, it has been written. Man shall not. The word, because he was rich of the word. Luke chapter 2, the Bible says he was in the temple.
He will look, he will support why no temple.
Enriching himself. In the temple, the Bible says they were amazed at the question he was asking. Questions were revelational, questions. Enrich yourself. Decorate your spirit. Rank yourself. I'm sure the demon that contended with the sons of Sceva. They saw the richness in Paul and in Christ. And how they have engaged them with the word. So they knew them by how they engaged demons with the word. The
God of our father Sceva.
What they were saying didn't carry the spirit.
Oh, see, also, yeah,
the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit.
I've never heard the mountain of Sceva.
Listen.
I know Paul.
Only Momo Paulu.
These men have engaged us.
I want you to buy.
They were so richly filled.
One call for long.
That they know what word addresses what situation.
There
are so many of us when we are confronted with situation. You don't know what to say. And in the spirit world, you rule by words. In fact, your words are lost in the spirit. That's why Proverbs 18:21 says the power of life and death lies on the tongue. When you see a manifestation you don't like.
So bari on to sele ti o ko fe.
Abokan
or you just had a dream.
Ti o da to baji.
You had a nightmare. When you wake up.
Mo wo ororo.
Do not look for her.
Mo to wo ororo soro.
Before getting her you just
sorry what ororo to rin ni e.
Because you are working oil.
You are a mobile oil.
E ororo to rin ni o.
He said for you have been anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Oh so you see as if you have been most fear
ororo. The anointing is on you.
Agbara na nbe ni ori re.
No enchantment against Israel.
Only ko si agbara ko to le dojuko Israel.
No any divination.
Abi emi oku kankan.
Against Jacob.
To le dojuko Jacob.
Read it further. That's where I want you to read it. Read it again. You know, there's something about God's word. The more you read, the more it is amplified.
Only
that's why you don't read the word like magazine. You read it like you are fetching something. You are fetching from an ocean where it doesn't finish. You can stay on one verse.
Do not say I've read it before.
This is not a magazine. This is not an animal farm that you read in school.
I remember those
days, I studied literature.
Literature
student, the way we brag is by the numbers of books we have read.
Shakespeare, I have read it. Musica.
He stooped to conquer. And you know, he's not to she stoop, he's not he that stoop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God. My wife was asking me.
Yeah, well, me, be me.
She said, I just completed the Bible. And I want to start again. And I told her. I said, that is why the Bible is different from every other book. You don't complete a book and go and start again for what? Because what we are reading here is not just words. It's life we are receiving. So we will stay on it until we come to the place of the full measure. Of the stature of Christ.
Is
the stature start in the spirit. That's when you show up in a place and start talking. If they will start telling you, have you come? It's not our time. Let us operate small.
So the
content of God's word.
I want to believe in the Lord.
The content. Read that place again. Colossians 3:16. Remember what he taught. It means you have a responsibility. Don't just judge. Go back home and search. Stay on the word. Go on. It makes you wise. Wait,
look here.
The word of God makes you wise. There was a time one book was flooding everywhere.
There
are several books around that time. The Secret Code. I mean, that book. It was flying all
around.
The 10 laws of power. And believers go find not knowing that there's no wisdom of God in it. They were teaching witchcraft. In advanced way. You know, when those books were going out, it was in the early millennium. And you hear a believer asking, you have read the secret code. The laws of power. So you start going and start. The day I saw it, I see that this is a witchcraft in advance.
But what gives men
knowledge?
The word makes you wise. Let me face somebody and preach it.
When
the word of God makes you wise. I shared something in the first service.
Most of
I saw it on the internet. And when I shared it with my wife, she said, how comes can somebody be educated? And subject himself to this. And I told her, I said, it's not by education. You can be educated and be a fool spiritually. How will a man leave Dubai? Come to
Nigeria
to celebrate graduate he sponsored his
school.
In the name of Ishe Ishegun.
Because they want to do some concussion for him.
They
light candle round about him.
And
they gave him a bunch of candles too.
But the sheep perfume is still
around. Immediately they pour perfume on him. He caught fire.
Now listen. And some of this perfume, you see it written. They put it around him. He had it in his hand and he wore a good garment on him.
They poured the perfume on him.
He not saw.
He caught fire.
Ignorance. And I said it.
Muaso.
If that kind of man was invited for 2 hours Bible study, and he is four people, they don't have time. When they are not so engaged with business. That's why they go sit down and be hearing the word. Before they rush him to the hospital, he died. White garment, Ogun Jonah. Ignorance kill. The only ground the devil have against you is ignorance. Jesus made a public to make a public show is to disgrace somebody publicly.
Because if you want,
do you know how that happened? Resurrection. Because on still on the cross, Jesus looked like a victim.
So the devil
was winning. The devil rejoiced and said, "Me, bye bye."
You know, somebody wanted to get and killed him.
But on the third day, that listen to me. The Bible says, the same power that lifted Jesus, that made Jesus rise from the dead. Resides in you
and
has capacity right now.
This is
quickening your not to. Now, that scripture seems like it is going to quicken. Now, what is actually doing? It is consistently quickening your body.
The
way Paul put it in the King James, it shall quicken, or it will quicken your... It is right now. It has been quickening your body, and it is quickening it right now. Making your body alive.
Makes
you wise. We make decisions every day about marriage, about business, about all kinds of things. You like it or not, you make decisions. Not making decisions is a decision.
I say, makes
you wise. You don't just respond to any prophecy. When you are rich in the world, somebody will not just tell you something. And say, Lord, sorry, Titi, Colobuye, Orita Meta, Kobua for me. For what?
Go to the main road and get some soil for prayer.
Can you imagine the way we go to the world and preach?
Those you're preaching to, they will not see you on a tea junction.
Why are
you
here?
What are you doing with the
sand? That is what they do.
So don't see how one should read.
Let his word
enrich
you.
And
when you come to a measure, wisdom is inevitable. And that's why I love
scripture.
Psalm 37:31.
Because he has hid your word in his heart. None of his steps shall slip. His steps, give it to me, let them see it. That scripture is defining a man who has come to wisdom by the word.
Also,
Psalm 37:31. Give me verse
1.
Verse 31. The law of his God is in his heart. So what does the word of God does to his heart? That translates to a point that he does not make mistake. When the word enriches his heart, what happens? That he does not make mistake in business. He does not make mistake in career. What a level of wisdom. In this world that is filled with tricks, that a man will take every step of his life, and none of his steps shall slide.
Life, yes,
can I have it? Can I have it in the TLB? Or give me in the message or any other version. I'd like to see this. The wicked wait in ambush. 31, please.
31.
31. They have made God's law.
What is so? If you are alone, oh,
their own.
They
own it.
What's all the 51?
So they will never sleep from his path. And this will make me take you to the book of Psalm 119. Please, if you have not studied that scripture at a stretch, I'm giving you as an assignment. At a stretch in a study.
Like,
you take a study, you stay on Psalm 91, not recitation. You stay on it as a study. It has about 170 something or 80 something verses. All of that verse is saying one thing. The potency of the word. The direction it can give. The wisdom it supplies. The things it can make out of man.
Amen.
Amen.
Ti o ti toni ati ye
komilatirin
re ona kan lo to ka toru isina le ito ko.
How many of you know that in the divination of James, he defined the word as the law of liberty? He said liberated happens by exposing yourself to the word. Now let's quickly go into, let me see how many verses we can touch before we close. Psalm 119:161. God bless you. Who told you to give me the message version? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Because I actually bracket it here. Message version. So the Holy Ghost told him, you continue your mommy need your bank phone. Amen.
Amen.
I have been slandered unmercifully by the politicians. David sounded like a Nigerian here.
David, he also gave you a Nigerian.
When I saw this place, I said, ah!
This is speaking to me.
I have been slandered. Somebody, a politician went to Kano and started sharing rice. Let me not mention it. Rice, Gary.
Rice, Gary.
That's what they share. Somebody now posted on the internet.
He said,
during COVID, this man didn't share nothing. The one they gave them to share, they locked it up. I have been slandered unmercifully by the politicians. But my away at your words. My away on some. My away at your words. I'm looking for a better Yoruba word for that away.
Ipa.
Rara, ishipa. Yeah, iyanu oro re.
Iyanu oro re si mi.
At your words.
Si mi.
Keeps me stable.
Omu mi duro sinsin.
Now, that word, awe, is a word used to explain an exclamation. Something that brings surprise. So, in the study of God's word, David say, I came to a place. I was wowed. I was amazed at what I saw. You are studying and say, yeah! He said, what brought stability in the economic situation I found myself because of the politicians in my country? Stability came from your word. And when I studied this place, I said, lack of peace in the midst of the storm is the shortage of revelation.
I need you, Tony.
By the kingdom standard, it is in storm that you should have peace.
And
so, he said, the revelation of your word, despite the battering, the beating of the politician. So I was traveling to Ilorin like 3 or 4 years ago. I boarded a commercial bus. So they were talking about politics. One man said, only
a man said, he never knew he has received sufferings for 4 years. He said he was given 4 indomies. 4 packs of
Indomie. He
said he has eaten 2 and is remaining 2. He said that day he was given 4 packs of Indomie. He said he has never received 4 years suffering.
You know, my concern is the people will still collect these things.
Oh, so
that's
why this
kidnapping
is killing.
Do you know how much they sell things? People who are selling it. I went to do some shopping for my customers some last month. It is the sellers now that pity buyer. They pity you that you are a buyer.
You say you just have to buy it like that.
Last month.
We know how much you bought it last month.
The woman was sympathizing with me.
Oh, bring us some back,
but she didn't know I was not the type to be sympathized
with.
His word keeps me stable. I have been slandered unmercifully by the politicians. Please, if God is leading any of you to go into politics, go. Come and meet me. I vow I will be praying for you every day of my life as far as God gives me breath. Because something must happen on the throne of this nation. I'm telling you the truth. If we continue like this, I am having concern for our children. I'm telling you the truth. Verse 2. I am ecstatic. That's good. Over what you say.
Lord, you also
like one who strikes it rich. Verse 3. I hate lies. Can't stand them. But I love what you have revealed.
Oh.
What is logos?
It
is the Greek definition of the revealed plan. The thoughts of God. The counsel of God. The purpose of God. Written words. Revealing the counsel of God. Revealing God's intention. Revealing the personality and the character of God. David said, I came in contact with logos. And it makes me hate life. So if you are a chain or addicted liar, it's a shortage of revelation.
Is the word.
It's a shortage.
If you're fond of telling lies,
and you know his business. I was counseling somebody. He was the one that came to me. He wants to start a business. And he said he wants counsel. And so he told me what he wants to do. And I told him, I said, this is my counsel for you. Don't allow dishonesty to destroy this
thing. I said,
this is a brilliant business proposal. I said, but if you lie, I assure you it will fail.
He said, Pastor,
can somebody really prosper in business?
In this life, you just be doing it little by little.
And he mentioned somebody in our church.
Only
Mumare in Tobasor of business.
You see, I always smile whenever I talk about business.
Only to Bale Paro only make your money run up by walking on Loparo.
You can't make it after you're telling lies.
It's a lie.
Money running.
It is the word that says that.
Money or alone, no soil.
The word of God will not help you build anything on lies.
Or alone will leave off walk with a couple of you.
Let's move on. So,
Joseph does not tell white lies.
He lied to help somebody. Somebody argued that with me in a Bible study.
There's a white lie.
Bible in John chapter 8, verse 44.
He said,
you are of your father. Let me leave it there. Complete the rest. Seven times each day, I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. Why did he say this? It wasn't, he was not in a concert. Why study your word? I am ecstatic. I am amazed. So by the revelation I get, I burst into praise. As I when you are studying the word, you study to a point. You start saying by ye.
What is this, Lord?
The next thing, la le la kababa.
In the Bible,
that was what happened to David. I was just standing up and saying, you know, Olua Modupe, Moshe Lomije Modupe.
No.
Revelation of the word make him pause. It is that kind of praise that made him dance naked. So if he praises God seven times a day, how much time does he give to the watching and studying of God's word? So it means
ìgbà mélòó wá sílẹ̀ sí kíka àti dúró ti ọ̀rọ̀
ọlọ́run. He spent quality time.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé àwọn púpọ̀ ló fi ń gbọ́ ohun ọlọ́run.
And studying God.
Ó sì ń kọ́ nínú ẹ̀kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run.
For the revelation to pop 7 times and lead him into praises.
Fún ìfihàn náà láti lè jáde lẹ́ẹ̀mejì tó sì jẹ́ kó wọnú yìí lọ.
Go on.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a tẹ̀síwájú.
You see this as are you blessed at all?
Ìjẹ́ àti ẹ̀dín ìbùkún bà bí.
Can you imagine?
Ṣé o lè wòye
pé wọ́n máa ń gbé edu tó fi máa fi túra rí sẹ́yìn wá dẹ̀ ni kó máa ka kiní sórí ẹ̀.
That they will drop incense and ask someone to read this over it.
Túra edu tó fẹ́ fi fi túra rí.
Okay, the charcoal that they will use for their incense.
Ó ka Psalm 19 sí lórí.
They will ask them to read Psalm 19 over it.
Lórí edu.
On charcoal.
What should be read? On your spirit.
Ohun tó yẹ ká máa kà sínú ẹ̀mí wa.
Ó ní chako.
Mi ò tiẹ̀ lè ṣàfihàn pé mo gbé èyí dání.
If you are a fast reader, you will study, you will read, you will run down reading Psalm 19 in 15 minutes.
Tó bá jẹ́ tó máa kàwé ní kíákíá láàrín ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dógún, ó kà Psalm 19.
Like you are not stopping, you are just reading.
Gbogbo kò ń ka lọ, ń ka lọ.
If you are not a fast reader, it will take you like 20.
So,
imagine you want to study it.
You are meditating.
Even the writer of Psalm, if you study, you will see where he says, Selah. Wait and meditate. Why did he write that? There is more to it than the face value. And you can only catch it by meditation. See, let's see how much we can see before, you know, because of time. Give me the next verse. For I wait patiently for your salvation. God, I do what you tell me. Verse 167. My soul guards and keeps all your instructions. Oh, how much I love them. How much I love them. How much I love the word.
168.
A believer should not love watching movie than studying the word. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch movie, but when watching of movie is now taking that place, giving to God's word, it's a challenge, sir. It's a challenge that needs you to call brethren to help you pray. I follow your directions. I abide by your counsel. My life an open book before you. Let's look at. Give me verse 105. By your words, I can see where I am going. You see, when people give you prophecy that does not look like where you are going, you will either accept it or reject it based on what you have seen in the world. This
child, I can see that you have a bright future. You are a glorious child.
How many of you have not seen that about yourself in the world? So prophecy is a reminder of what you have seen. And anytime somebody tries to tell you what does not look like what you have seen, please be confrontational.
Don't you call it on?
Now, that's... Doesn't matter how old the person is. Confront the person.
It is not what I've seen that you're saying, sir.
Unti Mori ni pe he knows what he has in mind concerning.
What I saw was that Omon told in your
I knew the thoughts that I have for you.
Aye
lo sako le ni lari. Do do do.
ènìyàn ló sọ pọ́rọ̀ rẹ kò lè dá sí re.
Wòlíì
ló sọ páyé rẹ kò lè ní ìtumọ̀.
Dá lóhùn sọ wípé.
Kíyèsí Ọlọ́run ò sọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what does the word say about
you? Hold
on to it. By your words. I can see where I am going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. That was why David said in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous shineth more and more unto a perfect
day.
By the word. By the word. That's what only makes your path to shine. Give me verse 97. My time is up. Give me verse 97. Let's see how much we can look into, then we move. Oh, how I love all you have revealed. I have reverently pounded it all the day long. This is what I taught you the day I started this teaching.
Musing,
meditating, muttering it, verbalizing it. Verse 98. Your commands give me edge on my enemies. They never become obsolete. Never. If you preach it today, the same potency in the next 10 years, it carries it. They are never obsolete. Only the word of God. God, I have become smarter. Read this one by yourself. Oh, you are not giving them the message. I have become smarter than my teachers. Since I have pondered and absorbed your counsel. Now, I'm giving you an assignment. Not to recite Psalm 19. I mean 119. Study it. In your study, you will come across vocabularies like your counsel, commandments, law, precepts, principle, your testimonies, your status, your status. You will see all of that there. Everything is pointing to the word. It's saying they are synonyms for the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rise up to your feet.
And you can
do ancient world, ever true.
It's changing me and you.
Changing me. Changing you.
We have come.
We have come.
With open eyes.
With open hearts.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, let the ancient world in. Lord, the
God,
Jesus Christ,
the Father of glory,
Baba,
go.
We give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of Him. And the eyes of your understanding will be open. And you will know what is the hope of His calling. And the exceeding greatness of His power. The effectual working of His power will be revealed in you. In Jesus' name.